A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Yud Aleph, Sukkah 11a, pagination page 21. Just below midway on the page, you'll see the Mishnah at midway, and then we drop down to the end of the Mishnah. V'chol dover she'eno mekabel tuma, anything that does not acquire tuma, ritual impurity, v'gidula min ha'aretz, and it grew from the ground, misakchim bo, that would work as schach. So we're trying to define what the criteria are to use something for schach. For the walls of the sukkah, we really don't have a whole lot of criteria. You could use bricks, metal, wood, all kinds of things. But for the schach, it has to be very particular, very specific. And the criteria are that it should have grown from the ground and have not yet been made into something. So if you have wood and it's still in the wood form, it was not yet made into a chair, for example, so then you could use it. If it was already made into a chair, it was made into some sort of utensil, then it's not going to work for schach. And the Gemara wants to source this to figure out why exactly these are the criteria. That it should be gidulo min ha'aretz, growing from the ground, and not have been made into anything. So let's turn to the second side of the daf. So we're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis 11b, pagination 22, about 10 lines from the bottom, at the end of a line. Two dots, zeha klal, this is the rule. Kol davar shemekabel tumah, anything that acquires tumah is not going to be good. A quote from the Mishnah right before where we started. Asks the Gemara, minohani mili, how do you know this rule that these are the two criteria for schach? Omer Reish Lakish explained, Omer Kra, there's a pasuk. In the beginning of Chumash, in Parshas Bereishis, Ve'eid ya'ale min ha'aretz, a mist came up from the ground, and essentially a mist is forming a cloud. Ma'eid dover she'ena mekabel tumah v'gidula min ha'aretz, just like the mist is not mekabel tumah, and it is being described in this pasuk as growing from the ground, as ascending from the ground. Af sukkah, so also sukkah, the criteria are davar she'ena mekabel tumah v'gidula min ha'aretz, it grows from the ground and has not been developed into anything that's going to be mekabel tumah. Just as an aside, I see that I keep saying it, it hasn't been developed into something that's mekabel tumah. Fruit growing on a tree, even without developing it, it's mekabel tumah, and you can't use fruit for your schach. Any fruit that are used are not as schach, it's as decoration. No different than plastic or whatever. It's something that does not work as schach. But normally when we talk about something that grew, we're referring to it grew and it has not yet been made into a utensil. Says the Gemara, you're learning it out of a mist, and you're saying that the mist grows from the ground and is not mekabel tumah, obviously, but what relevance did that have to the concept of sukkah? So the Gemara explains, Hanicha lemanda omar, I understand what you're saying according to the opinion that when we talk about sukkis, we are commemorating the anane kavod hayu, the clouds of glory that surrounded the Jewish people in the desert to protect them. So I understand you're going to find some method of physical comparison to the clouds of glory. We're not going to demand that every Jew get a cloud of glory. So you're going to build a sukkah to commemorate the clouds of glory. And the clouds of glory, like that mist, like that cloud that formed in the beginning, is described as coming from the ground. And it's not mekabel tumah. Great, I understand your comparison according to that opinion. But if we are commemorating, like the other opinion says, the huts that they built in the desert to protect themselves, and we're commemorating that entire time period of Hashem's protection, but it's a much more natural type of commemoration, we're corresponding to their huts. My ikalameimar. So, what is the source for these two criteria that it should be Eina Mekabel Tuma and Gidula Min Haaretz? Detanya, as we learnt, Kibasukas Hashavtias Bnei Yisrael. The reason for Sukkis is because I had the Jewish people dwell in these enclosures during the time of the desert after leaving Mitzrayim. Anane Kavod Hayudiv Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that we're commemorating the Anane Kavod, the clouds of glory. Rabbi Kiva Amar Sukkos Mamish Asulahem, that Hashem made for them Sukkos, huts. Hanichal Rabbi Eliezer. I understand, according to Rabbi Eliezer, your comparison to the mist. Elul Rabbi Akiva Ma'ike Lemeimah. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that Hashem made huts for us. So what are we referring to when we say these two criteria? What's the source for that? The Gemara has an attempt at sourcing it, the last few lines on this page, onto the top of the next daf. And then on the second line of Yud Beis Amar Aleph 12a, we have the source that is quoted in relationship to Rabbi Akiva. Ki asa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yechon Amar Kra, it's based on a pasuk, Pashas Re'ei, be'aspecha migarnecha u'miyikvecha, when you will gather from your granary and from the pressing. And the Gemara explains, b'fsolis goren v'yekev hakasav medaber. What the Torah is telling you is that you should use for your sukkah the leftovers from the grain process and from the pressing process. In other words, the parts that get discarded, the parts that are not food, the parts that are not used in your normal processing of food, those parts that are discarded are exactly what you should be using for your schach. And from there we understand that we're referring to things that grow from the ground and are not mekabel tumah. The Torah Tmima explains what these three words are functioning as in terms of this drasha. So, be'aspecha migarnecha u'miyikvecha would normally be understood to mean when you gather, it's the season to make sukkahs, is the season when you gather migarnecha from your grain and the pressing. However, based on the letter beis in be'aspecha, and based on the two letters mem in migarnecha u'miyikvecha, Torah Tmima writes that the drasha is mi, from the grain. It doesn't say when you gather the grain and the pressing. It's from the grain and from the pressing. And that prompts us to understand the beis in be'aspecha not as when you gather, but be'aspecha with that which you gathered, migarnecha, of the grain, not the grain itself. The grain itself is a fruit, is a product, it's mekabel tuma. But be'aspecha, with that which you gathered, migarnecha, from the grain, meaning the discarded part, u'miyikvecha, and from the discarded part of the pressing. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.